I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 32-year-old Zachary Richardson of Eunice was arrested and charged with child abuse on a warrant that was issued for him on June the 7th. The incident allegedly occurred on February 14th of this year when the mother of the child told Lee County deputies that Richardson picked up their child for an overnight stay. According to the child's mother, Richardson returned their son the following day, and when he did, the mother noticed there were bruises and marks on the child's back when she went to change his diaper. Richardson was released on a $10,000 unsecured bond. He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on July the 12th. 26-year-old Hector Aguayo Salazar of Dexter, who is accused of shooting and killing Estefania Martinez in December of last year, will be bound over for trial. Judge Thomas Lilly ruled Salazar is a threat to the community and particularly to two witnesses, that according to court records. Salazar had been at large since the incident. He was finally arrested on June 24th of this year. Judge Lilly granted a motion by the state to keep Salazar in detention until his trial. Lilly said the evidence presented at the hearing, as well as the fact that the gun from the December shooting incident has not been found, was another reason to rule that Salazar was a threat to the community and to the witnesses. Hobbs police arrested and charged Regina Castillo with unlawful taking of a vehicle and two counts of child abuse after she allegedly took a car with two children, a 6-year-old and an 11-month-old, inside that vehicle on Monday. Reports indicate that the incident began in the 3700 block of Del Paso, where Castillo allegedly pushed a female out of the way and commandeered that car. After a short chase, Castillo was arrested and the two children were not hurt. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.